This podcast is sponsored by For Such a Time as This by John O. A. Cree. Dive into the gripping true story of Standing Bear and the Ponca tribe's fight for justice during the Trail of Tears. Discover courage, resilience, and history brought to life. Get your copy today on Amazon.
Native American Treaties and Federal Law, A Story of Sovereignty and Rights. Explore the complex relationship between Native American tribes, treaties, and federal law shaping Native American rights and heritage today. Understanding Native American Treaties and Federal Law. Hey, have you ever thought about how Native American tribes and the U.S. government have interacted over the years when it comes to laws and agreements? It's a pretty fascinating and complex topic, and honestly, it helps explain a lot about the current situation of Native American people and their rights today. So here's the thing. Native American treaties are not just historical documents. They're legal agreements between sovereign nations. Yep, many Native American tribes were recognized as independent political entities with the authority to enter into treaties with the United States government. These treaties often involved land ownership, hunting and fishing rights, and other agreements that the tribes expected to be honored in the long term. But things didn't always go smoothly. The federal government at times violated treaty promises, leading to disputes, broken trust, and hardship for Native American tribes. The notion that treaties are the supreme law of the land, as stated in the U.S. Constitution, should have guaranteed these agreements would be upheld, but history shows us the reality was often quite different. Now, you might be wondering how federal law fits into this picture. For starters, Native American tribes occupy a unique legal status known as domestic dependent nations, meaning they have limited sovereignty. This means they govern themselves to some degree, but are also subject to federal authority. The delicate balance between tribal sovereignty and federal law has shaped many court cases and political debates. One key federal law that often influences tribal matters is the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934. This law encouraged tribes to establish formal governments and constitutions, which helped to restore some self-governance that was taken away during previous decades. It was a step in acknowledging tribal rights and cultures after years of harsh policies like the Forced Assimilation and Allotment Acts. Fast forward to today, and questions about treaty rights and federal law continue to be significant. Issues surrounding land claims, resource rights, and jurisdiction frequently appear in legal battles. For example, some tribes still negotiate over fishing rights that were promised in treaties hundreds of years ago. These aren't just old stories. They affect Native American culture and daily life right now. What's important to understand is the resilience of Native American heritage despite centuries of challenges. These treaties and laws are part of a broader story about survival and identity. The Native American history isn't just about the past. It's very much alive in the way tribes continue to assert their rights and preserve their culture. By the way, if you're interested in a fresh take on Native American themes and hope, I highly recommend For Such a Time as This. It's a brilliant read that touches on Native American heritage and contemporary voices. Get your copy today. It's definitely worth checking out if you want a story that's both insightful and inspiring. So next time you hear about Native American treaties or see news about tribal sovereignty, remember it's all part of a complex but enduring relationship between tribes and the federal government that continues to shape the future of Native American tribes across the country.